Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
113-99, 14-point Boston lead. 4 minutes to go. Kemba, nasty. Cardiac Kemba step back at the top of the circle, drills it. And the Grizzlies just not going to get enough stops today to get this done.
He's back.
19 for Kemba Walker. Celtics by 16 with 3:42 to go.
Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray, John Wallach, and Danny will be on with us in just a moment. We're chasing him. But by the way, some people are saying that the jellyfish that you're talking about, Joe, the ones that are being seen, you know, kind of on the North Shore in that area are lion's mane jellyfish, which I'm looking at a picture of one of them. It does not really look like the one that I saw. Like, I saw mine kind of look like the classic, like, clear see-through, except for the four big red, you know, like little circles.
It looks like breast implants.
Yeah, okay. Kind of.
Okay.
Like kind of jacked up ones.
Yeah.
With,
yeah. Sure. Okay. Sure.
But it wasn't like the completely see-through ones. It was like the one with the four red dots that are in it and then the big strings, you know, that kind of fly out the bottom of it. But it was huge. And people say that these lion manes one that they've been seeing up in the North Shore are like 7 feet wide and 100 feet long. I mean, that's... that's insane. I don't know if these sunbitches sting or whatever. All I know is that the place was riddled with them. And I didn't see any of them as I was going in. I was getting in for like 5 minutes. But then as I leave, it's like they're all there. So I don't know how bad it is this time. I just, for some reason, it's only August that this happens. And I guess it's because of the heat. But it's pretty rampant, to be quite honest. You haven't been stung by one, right? You said you weren't stung by one.
No, but I was in the water next to them, and they were like bees. Just don't bother them; they don't bother you.
Hmm. I don't know if it's that easy. I mean, how do you just, because you don't see them half the time? You just like walk right.
They
into
did
them,
look
right?
Like seaweed. You're absolutely right. You have to really see them up close, and you see those red dots. That's how you know it's them.
Yeah, I'm still getting the F out of the water like I did. I was like, all right, done. Looks like we're not going to the ocean for a while. All right, so we're going to have Danny on with us in just a moment. We found out two things yesterday. First of all was that Brad Stevens got an extension. I've got no problem with that. Brad Stevens has been a very good coach. Everything except for last year with Kyrie Irving, the team has overachieved. And, of course, we know that Kyrie Irving was the problem and it wasn't the rest of the team. I'm dead set on that. I think we all can agree with that, right? Agreed? Everyone shake hands?
I'd say yes. Yes, I think that would be okay. Yes.
But since then, I mean, you look around the league, it's tough to find a good coach. And, you know, Brad Stevens right now has over-delivered, except for last year. And this year, I like what I'm seeing. You're continuing to see, now that, of course, Kyrie is gone, the development of Jason Tatum. He's become a stud. Jaylen Brown, I mean, there's even a debate as to whether he's the best player on this team right now, because at least he seems to be the most consistent. On top of that, Kemba Walker, he's been healthy. Now that... you know, it really stinks because I would have loved to have seen what an entire contract full of a healthy Gordon Hayward would have looked like. Because, I mean, if he just was able to, you know, after his injury, come back, and now we're finally getting a glimpse at just how good this guy can be. And it's better than when he was with Utah now. Like, he's playing better than he did then. It's the best basketball that he's played his career.
Yes, this is the best basketball of Gordon Hayward's career. I just want to get back to Brad Stevens for 1 second. I mean, obviously, Brad is a very good head coach, and the Celtics are doing very well with him. But we had a discussion last hour about good college coaches going pro and then going back to college. And in the cases of Pitino and Calipari, they were horrible NBA coaches for the most part. Pitino had one good year with the Knicks. But ultimately, I wonder if Danny Ainge ever had to worry about a major college program calling him. UCLA needed a head coach for a while there, and Brad Stevens' name was brought up. You know, and there were rumbles about Mike Krzyzewski possibly retiring, and Brad's name came up with that too. I'm wondering if Danny ever had to field a phone call or ever had to worry if that was ever really a threat, if Brad was going to leave and go back. I wonder. You know,
there's no question, because I think that one of the reasons that they gave Brad Stevens such a uncharacteristically long contract when he first signed was that they wanted them to know that he's their guy. Like, he wasn't going to be a placeholder. He's someone they believed in. And I also think that was to keep him around, because you're absolutely right. You know, he's somebody that, you know, how many colleges would fight to have this guy? And I think it's obviously smart to, you know, you do what you got to do to keep him from running away, because I think that the team likes him. He's done a good job as a coach, and I have to take line one. This is absurd. Jay. Okay. What?
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, from the Russia Liga Pro League. Oleg with a shutout in the table tennis tournament.
Oh, yes, Bankroll Boys, you've done it again.
Oleg Melkov, the winner. Don't fade Big Bad Murray.
Big Bad Murray coming through. The degenerate special lives.
It was a shutout.
Now, what? You said it was a shutout? Okay,
Three sets to none. Three sets to none. They played a 21 like all
I
of us do?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
We all won, though. Everybody won. Cheers.
All right. For the people wildly confused about what the hell's going on.
Raise a beer for Oleg.
That's right. Good old the legend of Oleg. So for some reason, Lifshatz, well, not for some reason, we know now. I guess the power in his neighborhood was out. He wasn't able to wake up. And Lifshatz usually is the degenerate special guy. He knows all about Korean soccer and weird crap like that. And it hits. It hits. It hits. It hits. I mean, I'm talking, he probably hits at an 80% clip. It is amazing how good he is at degenerate stuff. So with him out, Joe Murray, on the spot, had to take the baton and go, all right, I got to give it a degenerate special. And he whips out something so degenerate, so out there. He goes Russian ping pong. And he goes, you know what? I got my money on this guy, Oleg, who seems to be the one that, you know, listen, not everyone believes in Oleg, but there's something about this guy. And I said, you know what, Joe? I believe in you. I believe in Big Bad Joe Murray. You ain't afraid of nothing. And one thing you're not afraid of is failure. So I'm going to give you $100 to put on that. And sure enough, baby, we have a winner. Thank you, Joe Murray.
We might have to go back next week. I might.
Let's not get ahead of yourself.
Ping pong?
We might have like a little.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Honey pot.
Korean soccer has been very kind to Rich. I don't know if you really this was a spur of the moment.
Know,
you veered off into another lane.
I think
let's
we got
not
a honey
get
hole.
Happy with this.
Honey hole, baby.
All right.
I mean, listen, you want to give me another degenerate by the end of the show, dude? I'm now all in. You got me on Russian ping pong now.
Okay.
And I'm swimming head first. You give me all the Russian ping pong leads and tips, I'm in. I might bet a dinghy this time. I only bet $100, and I'm kind of upset with myself.
Oh, boy. What kind of odds did you get? Is it just even? 100 to make 100?
I don't charge him juice. He's good in my book.
All right. What's the bankroll now, Rich?
He was 650. You just put 100 on it, right?
No, but overall, yeah.
He was at 800 or whatever.
He bet. Did you bet 50 or 100
last night? I bet 100.
Okay.
So I think he's up 750 now.
All right. So I'm at 750. All right. So I got a little bit to play with. Lifshatz just said Joe Murray crushing Russian ping pong is fantastic. That's right. You guys can team up. That's why you're the bankroll boys. It's not boy. You're the boys. Love it. If you don't listen to these guys, you're doing something wrong. All right, now I got to take this call. All right, I'm sorry. Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? The jellyfish you're talking about, I'm pretty sure if you're Googling up, it's called a moon jellyfish. and they're absolutely harmless. Me and my sister used to throw them at each other down here at Tasker Beach. Like, so,
yeah, they look like the little breastplants, right?
Yeah, they're absolutely harmless. But real quick, Wallach, your balls get broken a little too much on this show. Because I met you, our kids were playing Little League down in Honeywell like a while back.
Oh, yeah.
2 seasons ago. You were nothing but a nice guy. So
thank you.
If anybody gives a crap, that's a bunch of BS. You know,
I agree to you. So I agree with you. He's such a nice guy, Jay. We all agree with that. Then why the hell would NBC Sports Boston never invite him on their show?
Good point.
That was the first conversation we had this morning. Like, for some reason, they had something against Wallach as a guest, and they would invite everybody. They would invite people who, like, just, you know, the guy who did the podcast about food for our radio station to come talk about the Bruins. Yeah. But they wouldn't invite John Wallach, who does the radio play-by-play when Sean Grady's not there, and it's also the preferred partner of Cedric Maxwell. But he does the radio play-by-play for the Celtics, and they still wouldn't refuse to invite him on. Jay, you know he's a nice guy. Yeah. What? Why could they possibly have thought that?
I don't know, but if anybody messes with Wallach, you're messing with Big Bad.
Oh, Mark. Yeah. I'm psyched I have this. I need this man on my side. This is great.
I got it. Who's hanging
out? Do anything?
Oh, here we go.
Am I scared to do anything?
Joe's going
to
pull it out. Everyone back up.
Everyone
back up.
Comes the
have
meat.
Have I ever been scared to do anything?
That's Joe Murray from earlier. That was Big Bad Joe Murray.
That was his first mistake. then there was the time where you got you were in the parking lot. You were tailgating at the Patriots game, and people walked up to you and Lifshitz like, "You guys are so big, I can't believe anyone messes with you guys."
Let's go back to earlier in the show.
What most people said is, I don't know why guys talk so much crap to you guys because you're kind of huge. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like the number one thing that was said to us.
Of course you
are.
I ain't scared.
I know. He ain't scared enough. Oh, goodness gracious, Maybell. Put the clothes sign up on the old saloon. Store all the valuables. It's Big Bad Joe Murray. He's coming moseying down the street. He's looking for trouble.
I mean, Danny Ainge wouldn't even talk trash to me.
That's right. You think Danny Ainge is a little scared of Big Bad Joe Murray?
Oh, not Big Bad Joe Murray. I heard once he got done throwing a basketball in his face, and he popped it with his Spurs.
I'm just glad you're on my side, man. I really am. I'd be scared otherwise. Jesus.
Well, listen, I mean, we know that he's the muscle for the Calhoun crew. He has said that before, unironically. Yep. And I also know that now that I think by proxy, it makes him the muscle for our show, right?
That's right.
Yes.
I got you all. Everyone's back.
Nice.
I want Big Bad Joe Murray on my side. That's all I know. All right. So hopefully Danny Ainge will call. Any word on that, Dan? Do we know what the deal is?
I apologize. I just efforted out to some people from the team.
Today's the last game of the year. They're playing Washington, and
But they knew. Sorry, Joe. They got the Stevens contract extension, and also they know the first round opponent. So
that's true.
You know what? I bet he lives in Lifshitz.
He called in last week from California, right?
Yeah. He's always good about it. All right. Maybe he was watching. Who knows? Money on it. Because that's what Danny Hage does.
Maybe he has the same internet as you, Rich.
That could be it. Maybe that's the K. All right. We will be right back.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich on a Thursday. This hour has not gone according to plan. We were supposed to have Danny Ainge. We have been unable to locate him. We are chasing Danny Ainge. Are we chasing him still? We're still chasing. Okay. We have not found Danny Ainge. And now I am told we have connectivity issues.
It's the comment that I made to Rich before we went to the break and how I said he had, you know, crappy internet. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
all hell's broken loose here. His unit is not working. And
his unit is not.
His text back to me says that it is unreachable.
The unit is unreachable?
He is trying to dial back into me.
Okay.
So, here in the control room.
So we can't even do that.
We are now efforting an engineer to see.
I said we go without.
Remember the days? Now, the engineering department's very good here. Remember the days where the engineer back in the old building where the engineer wouldn't show up till about 11:30? And what? If we ever had a problem with the show, they're like, yeah, tough, you know, and we couldn't find anyone.
Honestly, John, if anything did go wrong, it would be fixed by 10 o'clock. That was in the old building.
Okay.
It's been fabulous here.
But yeah. Oh, the engineers are like, we got a mic stand that's broken, whatever the case may be. They'll fix it at like 6:05. But apparently now we have all these technical problems. And Joe Murray, I blame you. Everyone seems to be scared of you in one way or another.
I'm never scared.
Because you're big, bad Joe Murray, as we found out today.
But what I am confused about is I came in with a mask on. And now I can't find my mask.
And as we all know, masks are necessary if you are going to leave this room.
That's right.
We've been beset with emails. The company emails we get, everything, there's always a sentence in there, remember to wear a mask in common areas. And you had a mask when you got here, and now you no longer have that mask. I find that something. This is like a conversation I have with one of my 9-year-olds. Or now they're 11. But back when they were 8 and 9, they went through a period of time where they lost everything. You know, I just gave you the pen 5 minutes ago. Well, Dad, I don't know where it is. That's what this sounds like. So you don't know where it is.
I think somebody's playing a trick on me.
Why would anyone play a trick on you?
Because they want to bust my balls.
Well, we've done a good job of that all the way through. I don't understand. We've done a good job of that all the way through.
Where would a mask go in this little room?
I don't know.
Where would it go?
I don't know. Let's ask Rich. Are you back with us?
Yeah, check under your butt.
He actually stood up in for his chair. And he's looking. Even though he just got up and left the room, he actually...
Was it there?
Okay. That's what's called busting your balls, Joe. Not the other stuff.
No, that was not busting his balls. That's called I've lost things before and it was under my ass. Okay. Like, that's just from someone. And listen, Joe has mastered the art of just sitting there. We've heard that before. You know,
true.
He knows that.
Things might
How
be
many
stuck
times have you been looking
butt.
For something? Yes. Like, I mean, I've had it like entire remotes like underneath, like it just cracks are found and things like that happen. And I wasn't saying that for any kind of reason other than it's always the last place I look. Yeah.
The viewers on Twitch, Rich, thought that was probably fabulous.
That was awesome.
Joe stood up, did a little pirouette and then looked around and said, I think I'll sit back down.
He used his hands, you know, check the back end area just to make sure nothing was stuck to him. It's good.
For sure. You know,
as long as he doesn't start dropping trowel in there to figure out.
That's not something any of us want to see. But ultimately, Joe, you still don't have a mask. Is that right?
I think someone's playing a trick on me.
Okay.
The hijinks going on.
Why would someone take your mask? Like, what a funny prank. I want you to die of coronavirus.
I don't know. I worked with Nick Cimelli.
That's exact. No, wait a minute. You're throwing Nick under the bus here?
He plays jokes on me. Yesterday, he goes, hey, the headline script, did you notice anything different? Yeah, I did. And like today, are you playing a joke on me or no? You're not.
Nick's look was priceless.
He put something in your script?
No, yesterday he was like, oh, you know, if there's any changes you want me to make to your headline scripts, like, let me know.
No, that was those are the commercials.
Yeah, like yeah, but like they were in not in order. I had a good old fuddle around.
Oh, one page was out of order. Yeah, Nick was very apologetic about that.
But he was. I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought he set me up.
And so
was
you
that a
think,
joke or incompetence?
No.
The sales department loves when you do that and you flip the commercials from 1 hour to the next. They just think that's fabulous.
That's not quite a joke.
That's so funny.
That's Nick does an excellent job.
That's called I Want to Get Fired.
Nope, Nick right? does an excellent job.
So wait, you've gone from Nick is a bastard that's playing tricks on me to he does an excellent job now.
He does. I got Nick's back too.
Now I play jokes on Nick and John. Joe, you and I are good.
We're good.
But with John and Nick, sometimes I would take Nick's mask.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I mean, Nick, you know, I don't know if you know this, Rich, but Nick has a tendency to be a little jumpy. So if I come up behind him, I'll usually, you know, see if I can just make sure that he's awake and I'll give him a little scare, a little jolt.
Look at all you chain yankers up there. Just yanking each other's chains.
I was leaving the parking lot about a week ago, and he happened to be at the passenger side door, and it was open, and he was bent over in the front seat. I pulled up within 6 inches of his door and laid on my horn. I think he hit his head on the top of the ceiling when he stood up and noticed that my car was less than 6 inches away from him. He just gave me the finger. I backed up, and I said, have a good weekend, Nick.
So he was bending over looking at his car. How could you have seen anything inside of his car? It's a fairly big rear end.
It was.
Look
That's
past
why I was
there
like,
with Mr. Trevelyan.
Oh, Jesus. Nick's not
Poor
happy.
Nick. Nick
happy.
Is studiously avoiding. You know he has this on in the other room. He has his head down, man. You know the baseball cap's on backwards. He's making sure that, nope, I'm not going to show anything. Nope. Smile for the camera, Nick.
I just love how you refer... I love how you referred to Joe Murray standing up to putting on a show for Twitch. Like, that's like, wow, we've really gone next level.
Well, that's what it,
we're using our legs.
That's what entertainment is for this show, for the Twitch people. So, Joe Murray standing up.
Joe Murray sitting there.
No, he's been up
that's
twice
right,
today.
Joe Murray just sitting there.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. But you don't have a. Oh, by the way, so, listen. Someone's making a good point. Someone said even Joe's own mask runs in fear. If I'm ever
that's a good point. Scared to be warned by Joe Murray. Yes.
Yep. Scared.
Maybe that's the case. What's up with Danny Ainge? What is he doing? Is he like? We'll reschedule him for tomorrow then. If we can do that.
Hey, Rich. Just not late. So. I emailed you this, and I thought this was kind of funny. I didn't watch any of the Red Sox game yesterday, but I complained constantly about the manager because he didn't give him a chance to win. But one thing that happened was they had Johnny Gomes on with Dennis Eckersley and Remy. And while they're talking, they brought him in through Zoom, and they talked about Johnny Gomes' fish tank. That's what they did.
Yeah, I actually saw it. So Johnny Gomes had a fish tank in the background that ended up being a television.
What about that fish tank behind you? I gotta ask you about that. Is that real?
So this guy right here, watch how cool this fish tank is.
Oh, there you go.
Bam! Damn TV! I tricked everybody. I had a big saltwater fish tank in the wall. Turns out, not just half.
Yeah, so they bring Johnny Gomes in, and he does that. You know, the one thing I will say about there's two things that I've enjoyed about the Red Sox this year, and there's not a lot to, but there's two things that I have thoroughly enjoyed. I love it when Eck gets pissed. There's nothing better than when he can't hide his disdain for what's going on out there, because you know it truly pisses off the Tom Werners of the world. You know that he wants somebody in there who's basically going to be Ryan Seacrest and say nothing but glowing things and be a salesman and go out there and say, smile, I hope you have nice teeth. But Eckersley is so damn powerful that he doesn't care. And people know, and Tom Werner, for being a TV guy, probably knows that right now, Eckersley's the reason people tune in. Like, he might be the last reason, because when he's there, the broadcast is entertaining. Just their stories, the product may be awful, but they've been really good. And they've done a great job, especially with the whole quarantine and all this stuff. The second reason that I love, the second thing I find entertaining with the Red Sox is that Joe Murray, not only are you very angry on Twitter, you're angry on our show. And now I'm finding out that you were so angry last night on Twitter and you weren't even watching the game.
I never watched it once. Not what happened?
That's unbelievable.
I bet the game. So I bet the game. I bet the Red Sox and I bet them to win by... So every time the Red Sox made a terrible decision.
Yeah. You get a Google alert.
Give me 30 seconds. The dude who pitched last night, Godley.
Yeah.
He gave up like five home runs. Three, I think, actually. Mm-hmm.
Three home runs.
When they were down 3-0, they should have pulled him. They didn't. They left him in.
For who?
Well, Ryan Weber pitched six innings out of the bullpen.
Yep, and we all knew. And we all knew Ryan Weber was going to be lights out last night.
By saying, forget about the talent, forget about who's next.
Okay,
you need to give your team a chance to win the game. At 3-0, it gives you a chance to still win. What happens? You're chasing eight runs, and then you hit a grand slam, and it's an 8-5 game. That's when you still have a chance.
Ron Reneke,
the manager never, ever, ever gave him a chance to win.
One thing, Ron Reneke is not a good manager. We agree on that. But the other part of it is you bring in Ryan Weber, who was pulled. That guy is so bad.
He
got pulled from the rotation because his ERA is somewhere north of 8 or whatever it was. And you're going to tell me that bringing him in earlier would have saved you.
Give your team a chance to win the game.
You know what?
Hey, if a goalie gives up three goals, they pull his ass.
Godley was actually sucked, and they left him out there to hang out.
And they probably cut his ass today, I bet.
He's actually, that wouldn't surprise me in the least, but Godley was actually better at Fenway Park than any other Red Sox starter. That's how bad this rotation is.
I just think Joe Murray just set a new standard. I think complaining about games we didn't watch should be the 98.5 The Sports Hub model.
I know. We did kind of bury the lead.
I think right from us, you did it.
Okay. Yeah,
you showed the world. Just of Joe Murray.
True.
God, listen, I thought it was just great that you were bitching about it on Twitter, and now that I know that you didn't watch it, I find it 10 times funnier.
Yeah,
like, this is great.
I watched Chris Jericho over
tomorrow. You know what, Rich? I think we should all do that.
Everyone loves Chris Jericho.
We should all do that. None of us should watch the Bruins game. No, we'll come in and talk about it tomorrow.
Hey, Joe.
Hang on. Here's your challenge. Okay, since you didn't watch the game last night, I want you to bitch about the Red Sox game that has not aired yet, the one tonight. Go ahead. When we come back.
All right. There is a guy pitching.
Wait. We got a break.
Okay, stop.
Oh,
all right.
You got a break.
This is the worst big market tease of all time, but why the hell not? But here's Joe Murray, Big Bad Joe Murray, with your Big Bad headlines.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich and Mr. John Wallach. Very important. That means you have a sponsor.
That's correct. The Stack, as it always is, sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payments, no payments, 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to WindowNation.com.
I will have you know that the great Kelly Anderson, who works and does the Ways and Means with all things marketing for our station and promotions. She said that we got a new T-shirt. Sports Hub, bitching about games we didn't watch since 2009. There you go.
It seems right. On our
put
birthday.
It on the mark.
On
that might
birthday.
Be our,
yeah,
on our birthday. That's right. Our 11th birthday. That's right. That might, you know, that might be our best-selling T-shirt in the
I
store.
Like it. I like it
if
a lot.
We wrote that. So it was just it was Joe Murray and his tweeting about, I mean, passionately about a game last night that he admitted this morning he didn't watch any of, but he had money on it. So that's really kind of more important.
I won both the run line and the money line.
Wow, the run line, it was like the over-under runs? Because yeah. That was a lot last night.
The Rays had to win by 1.5 is what happened.
Oh, they had to win.
Oh, I could have told you that was going to happen. Jesus, I could have bet on that.
Easy money.
Man.
Yeah, easy.
And you know what? We might go back to the well today. Because let me tell you, and they're playing a day game today. I said they're playing at night. I apologize. I got to be better. But they they play at 4:30, and there's a guy named Mr. Hart.
Kyle Hart.
Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle Hart.
The number 29 prospect in the Red Sox system. Yes.
He's a lefty, Rich.
Okay.
He's made 77 minor league appearances. He's got a 3.13 ERA in his career. So,
yeah.
You know, that maybe he can keep it under four runs.
19th round draft pick? Sure.
I mean, he's a southpaw, so maybe that helps him a little bit, but they're going to lose today. I would bet the Rays and the run line once again. And they're going to
wait. What is the money line for the Rays today?
I don't have it that yet.
Okay.
So real quick, Joe, and I don't mean John and Joe to throw a Red Sox question out at you because I know you. I mean, to
we're
be
ready.
Honest,
I'm yeah, ready, right. Baby. Let's go.
Do they indeed have the worst record in the league?
Yes.
No. Do they now?
I saw 6-12 last night was the worst, and there was an article today. Dan referenced this to us as well. There is a chance that they could be the worst team in Major League Baseball this year and not get the number one pick.
Well, why is that?
Because of the shortened season this year. They might balance it out by how many wins you've had over the last three seasons.
Second worst record in the league. Pittsburgh is worse.
Wow.
Okay,
3-13. Pittsburgh's 3-13.
But, like, they can't even tank for the number one pick because they won't get it.
Well, the odds are they won't.
The odds are, yeah. They won't. They won't get it. But today they're going to lose. They're going to bench, like, J.D. Martinez after hitting a grand slam. And Tyler Glasnow is going to have 13 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All I know is that your head almost got hit yesterday. Like, the Wallach head, so they moved it. They moved around all the little faces that were in the Green Monster. And you used to be, you know, over by the foul line, and which is another good spot. I mean, you were actually in a pretty good spot.
Yep.
And then J.D. Martinez, when he hit that that grand slam, I mean, if you would have been, you know, like three rows higher, I mean, it went over the seats. But, I mean, if you were the second to last one, but it went right over your head. So much that, like, I saw it, and even, like, my kid was like, hey, it's the Wallach head. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like, of course it's what we're all looking for. It's the most entertaining thing. It was a grand slam, and I didn't care. He just wanted to see the Wallach.
We should put Rich's bankroll. That if somebody hits it, like we give it to a fan or something.
I have heard. What was that? You're volunteering my bankroll? Cut a no. And thank you. I've earned that, buddy. Earned it hard. I've taken like risks. Although I don't feel really risky anymore now that I got an insider when it comes to Russian ping pong.
Don't be scared.
Okay. What's his name? Lego or
Oleg.
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 Oleg. Lego.
Sure. I don't know what his name is. Listen, all these ping pong players are the same to me. They're all money mouths.
Oleg Moon.
Just make me cash.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm gambling on Russian ping pong. What is my life?
Because you're a degenerate. God bless you. Go get him.
When my kid writes a story about how like his dad never loved him or something, it's going to be my dad bet on Russian ping pong. It's going to be the name of the autobiography. He's going to make me look bad. All right.
Hey,
so,
Rich, real quick. I'm sorry. One other note. This just came out. Dan Roach has it. High school football in Mass has been postponed this year.
That sucks. Not surprising, but that's terrible. Yeah.
That stinks. And it's weird, too, because, you know, you're seeing some of these schools that just a couple weeks ago thought they were going to try, like, a hybrid thing, and they're moving to remote. So that stinks. I mean, it's awful for these kids, and you know, no one wants any of this. And I know that, you know, I read, gosh, it was like a superintendent for, I forget what school system it was. And, you know, they've been put in this spot where he's like, you know, if we say we want the kids to go back to school, we're getting accused of wanting to like murder children. And he goes, if we say that we want to keep it remote, we're getting accused of messing with our children's mental health. And he goes, we just need guidance. We need to, there to be some sort of uniform thing that the governor sits down and tells us what we need to do. And so all of these teachers, everyone's in a weird spot. And it's and there's no good answers. There's just the least bad one. So, I mean, that does suck for these kids. And that's also something that, you know, like college, you can't move it to the spring because, you know, with I don't think you could because with high school kids, it just seems like that would be fairly irresponsible. But who knows? I mean, it's just a it's a weird, bad thing. And that's just another thing you can plop right on top of the turd Sunday that we've all been dealt in 2020. So there you go. 2020 Masters, by the way, held without any kind of patrons or guests in attendance, and they're moving it to November, November 12th through 15th, which I will say, November in Augusta, at least at that golf course, is gorgeous. Anywhere outside of that golf course, it's like
the surrounding area. Yeah.
Right. You ever seen Escape from New York? That's the greatest thing about Augusta, is that people have this image because of that golf course. I mean, the golf course is just amazing. It's one of the most beautiful things. When you turn it on, you see it on TV, and you see, like, well, what is it, the number 13? You're just sitting there going, oh, man, this is heaven on earth. And you walk outside, and there's, like, a passed-out dude in the bushes in front of, like, an old broken-down Howard Johnson's. Like, there's nothing around there. And you would think, just for even that one weekend a year, they would have some sort of nice couple of hotels that are around there or a nice restaurant. Oh, no. Oh, no. That is crapola central. And they dropped a really nice golf course right in the middle of it. And it's not like a hop, skip, and a jump from like a major city where you can kind of go, oh, let's go over there. Like, it's about, what, John, like 2.5-3 hours away from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Like, it's a drive.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, it's not like the world's most fun place, but yep, no patrons, no guests, but November 12th. You're going to end up getting your golf, which should be
and
fantastic.
We get to revisit one of my favorite Rich moments ever.
Oh, yes. Hey, by the way, real quick. I don't know if you saw this. I wanted to make sure we got this in. Did you hear what happened with Joe Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he had his suspension, not overturned, but it was appealed, and he got 5 games instead of the 8. I guess he went off for the first time. Do you have that? Do you by any chance have that?
I'll take a look.
Okay, because I just seen someone put out there that he apparently like lost his mind, which is, you know, fantastic, and I'd like to hear that. I like Joe Kelly, you know, was good on the show. He's a, you know, people bitched at him and saying you weren't even on the team. I don't care. I mean, they all deserved it. Now you don't go with their head, but they did deserve. You know, like his cockiness.
Yeah, there's an article about it. Says the people who took the fall for what happened is nonsense. Yes, everyone is involved, but the way that sign stealing system was run over there. Was not from the coaching staff. They're not the head boss in charge of that thing. So now the players get the immunity, and all they do is go and snitch like little bees.
I think you can say that.
Yeah, and they don't have to get fined, and they don't have to lose games. He went off. I wish we could have audio on it, but
no, do not have it. Do not have it here. That would be very helpful. Rich, is he gone? Yep, Rich is gone.
We lost him.
There you have it.
Yeah, that when you get that echo, it's
is that what it is? At least now that's when you lost all three of us that one time where it makes that Death Star Darth Vader sound, and then everyone drops off at once.
Sure, but that's the same thing. Like when Rich is, I'm getting the feedback of his connection.
Sure.
Back, and that's why. So
to go on with the Kelly thing.
Yes,
when you take someone's livelihood to save your own ass, that's what I don't like. Cheating, they cheated. Everyone knows they're cheaters. They know they're cheaters. It's over. That's been there, done that. But now they mess it up by ruining other people's lives. That's so bleeped up twice. When you taint someone's name to save your own name, this is one of the worst things that you could probably do. That really bugs me. I think I'll be irritated forever.
Well, I mean, look, I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. I mean, you're going to see this with the Astros all year long. You saw the Oakland A's got into a legit bench-clearing brawl with the Astros, and the A's didn't throw at any of their hitters. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. So good for Joe Kelly. And by the way, that's another one I actually got right. Rich was like, oh, they're going to reduce it to 2 or 3 games. I said five or six.
Who pitched last night for the Rays?
That's right. I find it. Blake Snell, by the way, pitched for the Rays. And while we're on the subject of baseball and this kind of thing, Blake Snell said while I guess he was playing a video game on Twitch at the time, and this is in February, And they were talking to him, you know, people were talking to him about whether he would pitch or not. And he said, you know what, if I'm going to risk my life, this is him talking to whoever it was who asked him on Twitch, said, if I'm going to risk my life, I want to get mine. That's what he said. And you know what? I mean, he talked a lot of crap back in February. I mean, remember, Bryce Harper backed him up and said, oh, that's my guy. You know what? Both guys are playing. Blake Snell, when it came right down to it, took what he was given and is pitching. And that's a guy who talks tough but doesn't walk the walk. David Price, who makes a lot more money than Snell, decided that he wasn't going to play. And Blake Snell, if you're so married to your beliefs, you shouldn't be pitching. If you're going to talk, don't pitch. And he was out there last night, pitched well. He's the ace of the staff, former Cy Young Award winner. But if you're going to talk, you got to walk the walk. And he was out there.
Bad look, and no one talked about it. You're the only one I heard who mentioned that. So.
But that's the thing. He was the jumping off point, if you remember, for the union point of view. He was the guy that says, you know what, it's too dangerous. I mean, what? I can't pitch in this. It's far too dangerous. You're going to mess with my life, man. You know, they got to pay up. Well, they didn't pay up. The union took what they were given. And you know what? The owners win again. Congratulations. You're out there pitching for whatever it is. $4 million, $5 million when you get to the prorated point of view. I mean, good for Blake Snell not having any backbone. Real quick, before we leave, are we trying to get with Rich? What are we doing here?
Yeah, we're trying. It's just no connection.
No connection? Okay, fine.
So Rich tomorrow.
We'll get to that in a second. I just wanted to say one more quick thing before we get out of here. We haven't talked a lot of football this morning. The Dallas Cowboys are fascinating to me for a couple of reasons. One is the Cowboys have taken it upon themselves to kind of create their own little bubble. There's a hotel right next to the practice facility down in Texas, and players are voluntarily saying goodbye to their families. They're checking into the hotel saying, you know what, we're going to be here till the season starts. And they are sequestering themselves. They're doing their very best not to go out. And I think that's a great move. I think a lot of teams should do that. Now, the NFL yesterday came back with numbers that said positive tests are under 1%, and that's great, but no one started hitting yet. That starts on Monday. The real close contact stuff starts on Monday. I think if you are able to sequester yourself in a hotel, and if you're able to follow through, and by the way, the Patriots have that option. The hotel is right up the, not even the road, right up the pathway from Gillette Stadium. If you're able to do that, you will lessen the impact before you get to week one of the regular season and will give the NFL season a fighting chance. And I don't know how many teams can do that. I know the New Orleans Saints were kind of on board with something like that. Dallas has done it. I don't know how many other teams are involved with it, but I think it's a great idea. I think more teams should do this. If you really want to carry through and have a football season, it's not going to be perfect because football is a lot of guys bouncing off each other. And the spread, if one guy should make it onto the field who's positive, could be not disastrous, but extensive. At least you give yourself an opportunity.
Yeah, and if you watched Hard Knocks, one of the players, I believe on the Rams, only one player tested positive. They quarantined him, I think, for 10 or 14 days or whatever. But he was the only player that did. But they were consistently saying, hey, if you're one of these guys, you need to step away. Be safe. Safety was the biggest thing. Just one thing I wanted to bring up about the Cowboys, like on the field. They signed Everson Griffin yesterday.
Yep.
And like their D-line, I'm sorry, they should be good. Like if Dallas this year should be a wagon with DeMarcus Lawrence, Gerald McCoy, Dontari Poe, and now Griffin.
They should be that wagon
defensively.
But I mean, people have been talking about how good Dallas has been or potentially good for years, and they always wind up 8-8, 9-7, maybe 10-6, and out in the first round. And Jerry Jones, the GM. So, oh, by the way, Jerry Jones said he's not sure what he's going to do about the national anthem.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong thing to say. And I think Jerry is getting pulled in a couple of different directions, if you know what I mean. I think Jerry answers to more than one master at this point. So we'll see if that actually follows through. Scott Zolak is here. Zo, I asked you the last time. You have the full crew. I know you have a partial show. And, Zo's wearing a mask, so he's not very talkative for a change. So you have Bertrand, you have Hardy, and yourself. And you have an hour and a half program. You're out of here at 11:30, correct?
Yeah.
Big fist pump from Zoe. So that is coming up next. Rich is off tomorrow, so Joe and myself will be just sitting here for a Friday. We have Bert Breer tomorrow. We have Jay King to talk Celtics tomorrow. And, of course, we have the Bruins tonight, 8 o'clock, pregame 7:30 with Judd and Bob. We'll talk plenty of Bruins tomorrow as they go for a 2-0 lead. Thanks to Dan O'Brien. Thanks to Nick. Thanks to Mike. Joe and I here tomorrow, a fully staffed midday show. Zolak and Bertrand up next, but Joe and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.